Gavi, let's read the pasuk with Targum. Batele ben vayikra shmo Gershom. Zipporah gives birth to the child, but it's noteworthy Moshe is the one that feels the great need to name the child. Ki amar ger hayisi be'eretz nochriya. Now, typically ger means a stranger, sometimes a convert, but there was something that bothered Unklus, the Rashbam, the Sfarno about such an interpretation. Because if that's really what it meant, then what would the problem be? In a word.
Saying I was a stranger in a strange
land. It's redundant. Yitzchak, outstanding. So in place of that, what do they say? How does Gavi Targum Unklus define the term ger here?
Ger is
that
he was unaccustomed to it.
So Targum Unklus says it's really the opposite of what we normally think ger means. It means a dayar, a toshav, which a dayar is your normally focus for a toshav, right? I'm a resident. So dayar hayisi, so I live in a foreign land. And you have to wonder to yourself, what's the basis of using that as a name? That Moshe waited almost 80 years to be a father, and he thought, okay, the best thing that I can say about this kid is, you know, I'm not living where I was born. It's a little strange. The Rashbam also goes basically in that direction. Who's got the Rashbam for us? Alicia, go ahead. Shekach Masha, Gershom. It's really a compound of two different words.
Gershom,
right, or Garsham, Be'eretz Rechoka. Right, live over there, over yonder, in a very far away place. Okay, and likewise, this is where, no, Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nachriya. The Garbaret She'ena. Right. Okay. Or it could be Ger. But again, that he's focusing on where he's living right now. And you have to wonder a couple of things. Again, normally that's not what Ger means. Definitely according to Targum. Definitely according to the Rashbam. And second of all, like, what would be the import of this name? Why would Moshe call his son this? And so I think that we should rather stick to the simple interpretation of what ger means. Because I can approach the Rashbam and arguably the Targum as well with a very simple question. If it means gar, it shouldn't say hayisi means in the past. It should say ger anochi. Good Eitan. Be'eretz nochriya. So, how can we retain the traditional meaning of the term ger, the simple meaning of the term hayisi, I was, but I no longer am, be'eretz nochriya, Yehuda?
It's like traveling all around.
Sharpen it. You're good, right. Ger hayisi.
Now he's a stranger in other places.
Maybe, but again, you know, be'eretz nochriya, right, could still mean Midian, but you're getting very, very, very close. I think that's very good. Gavi? But it isn't this. Well, again, it still says Be'eretz Nochriya. I don't know if that changed. I don't know if he sees Midian as, you know, no longer in Eretz Nochriya, but that's possible. But maybe we could suggest that Moshe Eitan. Okay? I think that this line, these four words, connote a dual sense of alienation. There are two things. Moshe is geographically displaced, Eretz Nochriya, and maybe he still is on some level. But there's at least one aspect of whatever alienation he felt that actually has changed. Ger Hayisi. Remember when Moshe first came to Midian, remember he was the anonymous Ish. He didn't want people to know who he really was. And now what's changed? And why is this actually very significant in terms of the way that he names Gershom? It's actually a very good reason to name his child. Alicia?
Gershom is the Ger. Like, he's the one who's living up in the
Well, again, Hayisi again is in the first person. It's talking about me. Eitan?
I think if we look at Gershom, so his life is going to be like going through the Midbar and ultimately hopefully going through Eretz Yisrael.
Let's talk about the here and now. Let's stick to the here and now.
Isn't it like Tzipora's kind of converting? Because like she's going from like almost a state of Avodah Zarah from before.
Okay.
Married,
all right. Well, that might have to wait till Matan Torah. But no, Yasi.
Is it like because he was a ger, but now he's
exactly? What if we said this whole time? Vayoel Moshe Lasheves Esaish. Moshe says, you know, when I came to this Eretz Nochriya, Ger Hayisi. It was both a strange land, but I was also an isolated, alienated person. And now, for the first time in decades, if not my entire life, what do I really have? A home. This child represents a phase in my life that is totally different than at least the 60 years that preceded it, if not more. Ger Hayisi. I was, but I no longer am. Be'eretz Nochriya, in a strange land. But now, that sense of isolation, this child is born, Moshe senses a family coming along. And he reflects on that incredible journey that he's been through of wandering, of lacking roots, of not having a place to call home. And Moshe senses that all of that has now changed. Now I'm rooted. Vayoel Moshe Lasheves Es Ha'ish. Lasheves is to live, is to be a toshav. It's the opposite of being a ger. And with the birth of this child, and now a wife, and a mother, and a father-in-law, and sisters-in-law, who he remembers fondly from the well, things are changing for Moshe. A sense of rootedness, a sense of place. I was a ger in a strange land. Not gar, not dire, not toshav. But a ger, kipshuto, pshuto kimashmo. You guys are at a disadvantage, so to speak, because you know the end of the story. Usually people are at a disadvantage if they don't know the end of the story. If you had asked Moshe in all candor right now, Naftali Sender, what do you think the rest of your life is going to look like? What would he answer? I'll apply for Midianite citizenship. I'm going to develop a family. It'll be the first of many. Gershom will have younger brothers. Dershom, Hershom, Vershom, Zershom. They wanted to be alphabetical about it. And then what happens, starting in with the very next pasuk? And you want to say it's a tragedy or it's just destiny? What immediately starts to happen in terms of the psukim themselves? See, this is a psucha in the psukim. It's open. Tano? The process begins by which Moshe will be extracted from Midian. Let's be honest here, Netano, against his will. That is not what he envisioned. That is not what he wanted. God compels him to do it. And he will spend quite literally the rest of his life doing what? What will he be doing for the rest of his life, Yoni? In a word, what they do in the desert? Wandering! Would he ever have a home again? There's something incredibly profound about this moment. Ger Hayisi, Be'eretz Nochriya, and Moshe sees it all changing. He sees himself settling down. And Gufa Dafka at that moment, he's uprooted. and he'll never lay down roots again. Of course, he imagined Vevesi Eschem El Aretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadi Lasesusa Li Avraham Li Tzchak Li Yaakov Vinasati Osalachem Morashani Hashem. That was the aspiration, to come to Israel and to dwell there, but that never came to be. And he spent the rest of his life wandering, as he had the previous 60 years. It's a remarkable thing. And you can understand very well, Eitan, the desperate plea that Moshe makes to Yitro when Yitro tells him, I'm going home. He says, I'm going back home. And Moshe, who so yearned, Lasheves es Ha'ish, to have that stability, what did Moshe cry out in Sefer Bamidbar? Al na tazov osanu. Don't leave us. But you can't help but read that as Moshe saying, don't leave me. Never again would Moshe experience a sense of geographic stability. What will Moshe lose as well? If we're talking about family and home and country, what will Moshe lose? Family also. Achar shiluchah. Latapo amodi madi. Pirish minayisha. The domestic life that could have been his, that he tasted for but a moment, he's uprooted from it. Vizeh l'cha ha'os, ki anochi shlachticha. Because that was God's will. That Moshe be sent forth on a journey. But you cannot appreciate the mesirus nefesh of that journey without appreciating the fact that Moshe gave up things that are natural for every human being to want. Ish tachas gafno, tachas tenaso. A sense of sheket v'sha'anan. So you have in this week's Haftorah, ve'ein ma'acharid. Stability. A home. Family. He had it for a minute. And God comes along and says, back to Egypt. Back to Paro. And Moshe's life is irrevocably changed. So again, Lefi Ani is Daiti. Not like Targum. Dyer. Not like the Rashbam. Gar Sham. But Gir. I was. Hayisi. But it's no Chriya. All that has changed. Haisi. But I'm not right now. It's a unique moment in Moshe's life. Child is born. The promise of a quiet and tranquil, a meaningful domestic life beckons. Comes along the Ribono Shel Olam, says, I have a different plan for you. Rabos machshavos b'levish v'atzas Hashem hisak. Moshe is no different than anybody else in that regard. God demanded it of him just the same. This pasuk, it's a very short-lived moment. It's unlike any other in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu.